The competition regulator is taking aim at Harvey Norman stores for allegedly making false claims about product warranties. 11 franchisees of the electronics retailer are accused of making false or misleading statements to customers, such as demanding fees for the repair and return of faulty goods, including computers. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission chairman, Rod Sims, told finance reporter Sue Lannan that the stores face fines of around $1 million for each offence.
What we're alleging is that there were misrepresentations about the rights consumers have to get goods repaired, to get replacement goods. Basically, under the Australian consumer law, consumers have statutory rights. For example, if they purchase an item and say it breaks down within a short period of time, the consumer has rights to a refund or a replacement. Our allegations here are that the franchisees misrepresented what the consumer rights were, for example, stating that a franchisee had no obligation to provide remedies for damaged goods unless the franchisee was notified within a specified period of time, such as 24 hours or 14 days, or alternatively that the franchisee had no obligation to provide refunds or replacements for particular items, or further that the consumers must pay a fee for the repair and return of faulty products. So we're alleging misrepresentations in relation to consumer rights.
So they were lying, in fact?
Our allegations are a misrepresentation, Sue, and I'd rather stick very much to that. This matter's now before the court.
Now, how widespread was this? Because you've listed franchisees that are across the country, from Western Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, Tasmania, Victoria.
What I can say is that we generally get a lot of complaints in relation to consumer guarantees. For example, we've had about nearly 17,000 complaints this year, which is about 25% of the total contacts we get once you exclude people contacting us about scams. So we get a very large number of complaints right across the board on consumer guarantees, which suggests that there is a misunderstanding amongst people about, and possibly amongst some companies, about what people's consumer rights are.
Does it suggest that perhaps a consumer guarantee isn't worth the paper it's printed on, for example, if you pay for an extended guarantee?
Well, that is always an issue. I am concerned that consumers may often be buying or paying for an additional extended consumer warranty when in fact they've got that right under the Australian consumer law anyway. So I think that is a concern. Consumers listening to this program need to know that they have a statutory right to a replacement or refund if the good they buy is damaged, is not working, is not what they thought they ordered. If it can be simply repaired, they have a right to a repair. If it can't be, they have a right to a replacement or a refund.
ACCC Chairman Rod Sims speaking to Sue Lannan.